Shalom, shalom, shalom. This is your brother Aki Yehoshua Baka Ben Levi Ben Israel. Here to talk about Jeremiah 51 once again. But first, let me give thanks and praise to the Creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is by saying hallelujah. And may He open up the minds of whoever is listening. And may my words come across as in truth, righteousness, love, compassion, and mercy. Once again, we're talking about Jeremiah 51. And the last episode, we left off at verse 38. So we're on verse 39 right now. So I guess I'll start reading that. Jeremiah 51, verse 39. Hallelujah. In their heat I will make their feasts, and I will make them drunken, that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake, said the Most High. Now, again, we're trying to find out if ancient Babylon is America today. Are the same punishments going to happen to America as it did in ancient Babylon? How pleased is the Most High with America? Of course, He knows all, so He knew what this country was going to turn into. Even though, of course, we know they didn't get a good start because they enslaved us, far as on a morality standpoint. But at some point, they were somewhat righteous. You know, America hasn't won a war since World War II. So, you know, that tells you a lot. Just like Babylon was a golden cup in the Most High's hand, America was somewhere close to that. Maybe silver. Okay, so they did have morals, some kind of morals at some point. And of course, again, I'm not saying that they were even high morals. Just something. And that's not even saying that they were righteous. Okay? But they did have some standards. Alright, so. So, in their heat, the Babylonians / Americans, I will make their feast, and I will make them drunken, that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake, saith the Most High. And we have to ascertain that He's talking about the sheeple. What's interesting here is where it says, and sleep a perpetual sleep. Those two words right there, sleep and sleep, are two different Hebrew words. One is H3464, the other is H8142. So, can't wait to see what that's about, right? It's always interesting when you see two English words in a verse and they spell differently in the Hebrew. And that's why I mean the King James Version is a book within a book. Because if I didn't have the Strong numbers pulled up, you'd think he was talking about sleep. Just flat out sleep. But apparently it's something different, right? Okay, so in their heat, I will make their feast, and I will make them drunken. All right, so what is heat? In their heat, what does that mean, right? So let's look at the Hebrew and see what he's talking about. Is it something more, or is it just plain old heat? In their heat. All right, so heat and hot, that's all it says. To be hot. Now, on a more spiritual level, you could say he's talking about anger. Okay, so let's get a clearer definition by looking at the root. All right, so is it the mem and the mem? The mem? No, the het. So the root says to be hot, become warm, to be or grow warm, be to become to become aroused, inflame oneself with, to warm oneself, to be warm, become warm. And again, is this talking about anger? We got a slight clue where it says to become aroused. Of course, that could be on the sexual level. So let's look at that again. In their heat, I will make their feast. Okay, so let's go to the ancient, because that still isn't very clear to me. All right, ancient dictionary, biblical Hebrew. This is 25:27. Directly to it. Alright, so in the ancient, it says heat, cheese. The pictograph het is a picture of a wall meaning to separate. The mem is a picture of water. Combined, these mean separate water. Could deal with drought. Cheese was made by placing milk in a bag made out of an animal skin. The bag was hung out in the sun and pushed back and forth. The skin of the bag contained an enzyme that, when heated and shaken, caused the milk to sour and separate into two parts, fat, curds, or cheese, and water, whey. The whey could be drunk and the curds eaten or stored for future consumption. Okay. Father-in-law, hot. One who is hot. Hot, warm, hot, heat. Father-in-law, husband's father. Fury. And that's spelled with the, let's see, the aleph added. So let's find the direct word. The het, the mem, and the mem. Okay, the heat from the sun warms the contents of the bag. The warmth of the sun, or from passion. Okay, so let's talk about more along the lines of passion. Also, when we see that, let's see what it says in the etymological dictionary. All right, the het, the mem, and the mem. Glow, project extreme heat. Being glowing hot, exhibiting sexual heat. Glowing anger. Sun idol. Glow, protect, darken, warm, developed by agitation. Ferment, be dependent, and develop. Heat is something that grows. So, what is the Most High speaking? In their anger, I will make their feast. And this basically means that when things start to happen, what happens to people? They're going to get angry. They're probably going to blame, try to blame somebody, right? Yeah. Who are they going to blame? When the first time this economy has crashed, you know, one thing I remember them saying, they blamed it on black people. Yeah, they tried to blame it on black people. Well, there's probably certain groups. So we know this is a racist country. So in their heat, I will make their feast. Is this word feast is what we're thinking about, where you go to eat? And make merry. according to the rest of the verse, yeah, but let's look at the Hebrew and see what it says. Feast, drink, banquet, feast, banquet, drink. Okay, let's look at the root. That's pretty simple. And, you know, one thing you're going to learn in order to get the meaning of things, we have to go deeper. The surface is what carries the general meaning. But when you go deeper, look at the root, right? The beginning, you get a clearer picture. So the root, what does it say? To drink, drunkards, of drinking cup of the Most High's wrath, of slaughter, of wicked deeds. You see that? To drink. What does that verse say again? Let's go back. So, in their anger, I will make their feast. I will make their cup of the Most High's wrath, of my wrath. So they're going to be angry, but because they're angry and not humble themselves, they're going to feel the wrath of the Most High. And rightfully so, because of what the things they have done to his chosen people. And I will make them drunken. Right? What does it mean to be drunken? You don't have your full senses. You're going to be off your rocker a little bit. You can't do too many things straight. You can't shoot straight. You probably can't shoot pool straight. Can't walk straight. Can't drive straight. Right? When your aim needs to be true, it won't be. That they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake, saith the Most High. So this is it. They're going to be dead. They're not going to wake up. They're going to be asleep and never wake up. Okay, so this word drunken is the next word we're going to look up. To become drunk or drunken, be intoxicated, be drunken. To make drunk or cause to be drunk. You can't fight a war while you're drunk. When he raised us up against them, it's going to be a slaughter, right? And that's exactly what it says. In the next verse, I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with he-goats. So now we get in the picture, right? In their anger, I will make their feast. It's going to be, oh, we got this. They're probably going to be happy at first. Like, we got this. They so unorganized, we're going to beat them. No. That's why it says that they may rejoice. And in that rejoicing, they're going to be asleep. So what does this first word, sleep, mean? To be asleep. To sleep. Go to sleep. Be asleep. Remain a long time. Be stored up. To be festering, to cause the sleep, entice the sleep, right? When you're asleep, you're dreaming, you're out of it, right? And then, you know, it says to fester. Or actually, what did it say? It didn't say fester. It said to be stored up. Oh, yes, it did. To be festering of leprosy, to remain a long time, be stored up. Some people, you know, we talk about anger. Anger can fester, right? And turn into just flat out rage. Yeah. You see this, the metaphorical way to read this? You can't just read it. You have to dig a little deeper. Okay, so it says that they may rejoice and sleep in perpetual sleep. Perpetual, of course, to us in English means forever. Long duration, antiquity, future, forever, everlasting, evermore, perpetual, old, ancient, and world. So a perpetual sleep, they're not going to wake up from this. They're not going to recover. Okay, so the second word for sleep that we see here is, what does this mean? Sleep. Just flat out sleep. When you're dead, when you go to visit somebody at a funeral home, most people turn around and say, he looks like he's asleep. She looked like she's asleep. To sleep, to be asleep, go to sleep, to remain a long time, be stored up, festering. Wow. This is, let's see, this is spelled the Yod, the Sheen, and the Nun. And the other one was spelled, oh, the same way. So, the basically the same word, but with let's see what's added. Okay, so that was the root. That was the root of the second word, sleep. But the word that we see there, the 8142, is Sheen, Anun, and Aleph. So the root of it means sleep. Same as the first word. So basically it's the same word. Okay, so see how we had to dig to get to the truth, even though it looks different on the surface, but it was the same. Okay, and shall not wake. You shall not wake up, basically, is what it's saying. Show signs of waking. Awake. But they shall not wake. Alright? So this is it. Forever. Be sleep forever. They're going to, in their anger, they're going to raise up. And we living in a special time because of who we have in office. These Babylonians / Americans going to be get mad and blame us. Probably, most likely. Or, I should say more accurately, they don't like us, so they're going to come after us anyway. I'm going to just go with what it says here. In their heat, in their anger of their country falling, they think they're going to have it easy. They're going to drink. They're going to celebrate because they think they're going to have it already in the bag. But the Most High going to raise us up. And they're going to sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake. And we'll let it say, we already read it. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with he-goats. They're going to die. With all they trust in all their fancy weaponry, but it's like I keep saying, you don't think the Most High has an answer for that? Yes, he does. He's going to destroy them. Okay, so let me check something. A sound problem. All right, so it's going to be a slaughter. And let's see, verse 41. How is Shishak taken, and how is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How is Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? Do you understand that? Shishak, I already looked it up. And it basically is a nickname for Babylon. It's just funny, right? The way the phonics of it says Shishak. What we say today about what a woman might have as a project. Like, you know, there's a man cave, now women all of a sudden have a she shack. Okay, so how is America taken? Right? And just that's saying like it's just, you can't believe it. It's disbelief. How is Shishak taken? How could this ever happen to such a powerful country who got destroyed from these so-called Negroes? But the Most High's going to do most of the work. Right? And we know that. And how is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How is Babylon becoming astonishment among the nations? Right? The whole world's going to be astonished at the fall of America. Just like I'm sure they were Babylon. You know, especially how that was taken. Okay? That's a very powerful verse. Right? Because you can see that today. With a country that has one of the most powerful militaries ever known to man, it's going to be defeated. And the Most High, of course, is going to make it look easy. It's going to be an astonishment. Unbelievable, right? And here we are again. The sea is come up. This is verse 42. The sea has come up upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof. Okay? The sea has come up upon Babylon. It's like we said earlier. There's no sea close to ancient Babylon. You know that scientists says one way America is going to be partly destroyed is through tsunamis. Massive tidal waves are going to hit the coast. They even formed a new map of what America might look like once these tidal waves hit this country. So is it true? This looks like confirmation. Most of New York is going to be gone. It's going to, you know, the Gulf is going to invade from the south and the Atlantic from the east. And I'm sure the Pacific from the west. They've been saying that since I remember from being a kid, that California is one day is going to be underwater. It's going to fall into the ocean. Well, here it says the sea has come up upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of waves thereof. And when you think of waves, you don't think of a river like what was flowing through Babylon. Right? It clearly says the sea. Okay, so let's see. Is this a good place to stop? Where are we? That was short and sweet. So let's stop here and we will continue with part 12. Until next time, I love you very much, and so does the Most High. May he bless thee and keep thee, and make his face shine upon thee, and give thee peace.